Hello.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah, good to
What's
hear your
going on?
voice. I wish I could see your face.
I know. It's so sad. But I
I
saw it
know.
this morning in our work Zoom.
That is true. Yes.
We zoomed it this
We
morning.
did. Yes. Yes. Every Monday.
Every Monday, girl, zooming it up. I know. I feel like today has been like the most
Oh yeah.
Mondayest Monday ever, ever. Like, you'd think with being at home and, all of that for 2 months that like that would be like one long continuous Monday. But no,
Yeah.
like today has
Yeah.
taken the cake, man. And
Today was
I
pretty
don't even have
gnarly.
any cake, so it's not a good
Aw,
day.
man,
I
that's
know.
double. Aw.
Double whammy.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know, man.
Oh,
Things have
well.
just been, it's like, I think with
Yeah.
everything like going in, well, not everything, but like the things going into like the phase one of opening, people are like getting a little cray. Shit's happening. Like
Yeah.
everyone doesn't know what to do with themselves. It's just like
Yeah.
everyone's having a mood, everyone's having a moment.
Definitely.
I'm like, let's just chill. Let's just everyone calm down. Like,
Yeah, take it
take
down
a breath.
just a little bit. Yes.
Like, so high strung. I'm
Yes.
like, just do what I do. Turn on some Great British Baking Show and, like, just let
100%.
that run in the background of your life. Or if also
Yes.
like me, sometimes a background noise of murder makes you feel better, put on some Forensic Files.
Yes.
It's been on all day. It's on all day, every
Yes.
day.
Well, to that point, I have two recommendations for you for this
I'm
week.
so good. Give it to me.
Okay. So there are two things that I have started binging, one of which has been around for a while. So on YouTube, there is, you may have heard of her, but Ask a Mortician. Have you heard of her?
No, ask him. Oh
Kate.
my God.
Yeah. Her name is Caitlin Doughty. She is super cute. And super
Oh
funny.
God. Yeah.
And she answers basic questions. Like her whole goal is to demystify death and to make it so that it's not like this looming, scary, icky, crazy thing.
Terrifying.
Yeah. But so like,
It's terrifying on all levels.
it's not graphic, and it's not like she just kind of like matter-of-factly explains questions that people have, like, do your fingernails keep growing and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. I didn't know
Yeah.
I had those questions, but I have those questions.
Yeah, and so 'cause she is an actual mortician, but she also like does a lot of nonprofit types like work to like
Oh, wow.
at the end of every episode she promotes a charity like for when people pass and their animals are still there
Oh
and
my
like
God.
their animals need to go somewhere. Yeah. I know. But
That's one of the themes of the Secret Life of Pets movie. And it
yeah.
was so sad when I realized what was happening.
It's awful. So, but then she also has videos like historic corpses and historic events, like what happened to all the bodies at Pearl Harbor. Like, are they still down there?
Oh
Like,
God,
what
are
happened?
they?
Yes.
Ah,
Thousands and thousands
oh,
of sailors.
no, thank you.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
thank you. That is
And
so
like,
sad. That hurts my heart and also
I know.
creeps me out a little.
I know. Like, and also, like, you know, you can go see Lenin, his body. Like,
Like,
how do they do that?
why?
Well, it started as they were like,
It's like,
they weren't going to do it initially, apparently, but then he became such a popular thing for people to go
no,
see that
nope.
now it's like there's very little of the original body left. It's a lot of like wax and but
Ugh.
it's anyway,
Ugh.
it's fascinating. I've
Ugh.
watched it all
I mean, it is. Does she
again.
like show you things? It is kind of fascinating. I have.
It's not gruesome at all.
Okay.
No, not at all. She talks about mummies, like what's the oldest mummy that's ever
That's
been
crazy.
discovered
I
and
saw a
like
mummy once at NoMa. It was like a traveling exhibit. And
was it the King Tut one?
I don't remember because
no, you were too young.
I think my body, I think I just kind of like blacked out. Like I went in and I walked in and it was like right by the door when you walked in. And I didn't expect that. I think I was like 10 or 12, like something like that. And I didn't expect it. So I like walked halfway in and realized that I was like 6 inches away. I mean, obviously there's glass in between.
Sure.
Between. Of course. But I was like maybe a foot away from this thing. And I was like, oh, no, no, nope. This not is how curses happen. This is how, this is not cool. I don't like it. Put it back. Yeah. Let them rest in peace. Like, why are we doing this?
No, we don't.
I waited outside.
Look at mommy. Yeah.
I'm like,
I totally get that. But then she like debunks like what happened to the Romanovs and like,
oh my God, what?
Yeah. Like,
they didn't all get shot.
Well, like, you know, the thing is that maybe Anastasia,
she didn't survive. They shot her in the head. They shot her in the head. She didn't survive.
Yeah. Well, they go into, she goes into like what happened to their actual bodies. And she actually went to Russia and footage and like, yeah, because like it was all mired in the communists like hid.
Yeah.
Because there was a fact. Anyway, it's a long story.
That's crazy.
Anyway. Fascinating, and I love that she, you know, the sponsorship and Patreon helps to make the video, but also love goes to charities.
Yeah.
So I just found her fascinating, and she's got some books out that I think I'm going to buy. So that's one, and then the second one is Trial by Media. Have you heard of this?
I think I have
on Netflix.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was. What is this?
So it's a new series on Netflix.
Right.
I don't know how old you were when the OJ trial was. How old were you?
I was young, but I was alive.
Okay.
And so, I like remember it.
Yeah.
Like I think I was like too young for my mom to really like let me watch the late night news kind of situation, but like I knew what was happening. Like I knew it was all that. Like I remember seeing on the news his like Ford Bronco like riding through the street kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So after his trial was televised, it kind of kicked off this whole frenzy of people curious about these kind of sensationalist trials.
Right.
And there was a channel and cable called Court TV.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I forgot about it.
Oh completely. My god, yeah. That's my uncle didn't have like my uncle used to like babysit me sometimes on like random days when like school was out or whatever.
And, yeah, sure.
He only had like the basic TV channels.
Yeah.
So like that came on. I watched a whole lot of like Maury and Sally Jesse Raphael at an age where I should not have, essentially.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. So that was like, that was what I grew up on.
Right. So, yeah. So this goes into, yes. So it kind of goes into some of the more controversial televised trials, like the Jenny Jones murders. But I watched Jenny Jones and Bernard Goetz and who was the New York vigilante on the subway who shot some black teenagers because he felt like they were going to mug him or maybe they were. I don't know. It was a question about all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes into this how people like for a while there, like watched trials every day, like tune in and live watch these trials and how like the media played a big part of perception and how this
100%
went about.
100%.
So also fascinating. So anyway, two more things to add to your
I love that list. And I'm definitely I'm gonna go watch that YouTube one. I'm like
you'll love her.
I'm very deep into a couple of shows right now, so like I cannot add another one to my plate. I just added a new one this weekend, which actually ties into Dead Corpses and Russia. Surprisingly enough.
And hers are super short. Like they range from like 5 minutes to 20 minutes. So
love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I got into this weekend, I got into The Great, the new Hulu show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So Catherine the Great. Yes. Yes. So it's with Elle Fanning, Dakota Fanning's little sister, who's like super cute.
Yes.
And
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas Hoult, who let me tell you, I feel like, he's you so know, cute. Maybe five people will hear this, but the world needs to know and appreciate Nicholas Hoult's glow up. Because
oh my God, he's so cute.
That guy, let me tell you, there's a whole like scene where you see his, like, he's naked, but you see, like, you see the back of him. Obviously, they don't show the,
of course,
the
front of any man. He's a man,
but
he's a man, right? Exactly.
Unless you're Game of Thrones, but
exactly.
So he's like walking through, he plays Peter the Great's son, Peter. And
he's Peter. That's just for us. Sorry.
Insider for us. Maybe we'll explain one day, but you kind of have to be there. And then Elle Fanning comes on as Catherine and she marries Peter, Nicholas Hoult. But he's like walking, he's naked and walking through like the halls of the castle, like just greeting people. It's really hysterical. But the whole thing, there's one part where his mother passed, well, like both of his parents passed away, but his mother passed away and he was like so grief stricken and like would like wanted I think he said he couldn't bear the thought of not seeing her every day, so basically he dressed her dead body up like whatever she was dressed in to be buried in, which was like jewels and like all of that. He like put her in one of those all I can like think of is when they put like armor, like a suit of armor, like in a glass like case kind of thing, like that's what it looks like. And it's very interesting. And but the show is hysterical. Like the show is so funny and witty. So if anyone needs something to watch, and they put the whole season on. Hulu usually does that thing where they do like one episode a week, like normal television. And but they put the whole season on of this. So I had to like stop myself from watching like a full 13 hours straight of, well, I don't know how many hours it is, but I almost watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Elle Fanning is just like the most precious thing in the entire world. And she's so cute. And I love it. It's such a good one. But it has two ties, one to Russia and one to, you know, preserving dead bodies. But, you know, so not exactly on the same level, but equally as funny.
No, but Catherine also had like, the rumored controversial death, which is not true.
Right.
But,
you know. Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to go into. I mean, they start off when her and Peter get married. Like, that's the first episode. So, I don't know. I mean, they have a lot of room to do all the things with it kind of thing. But, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. It's a good one, though.
That's fun.
But, yeah. So, what else is going on? What else has been happening?
God, just...
Same girl, same.
I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I haven't. I went to my first, like, so I went and got my hair done this weekend, and I was like, not, I was nervous about it. We talked about, you know, everyone knows I have, like, I have an autoimmune disease, so I'm high risk patient and like all that kind of stuff. So I've been very nervous, but let me tell you, your girl's hair was looking a hot damn mess.
It gotta send me pictures now.
I will
after, because I saw your picture on Instagram with the foil.
Oh my God, yes. I never so like all ladies know this, but like when you get highlights and stuff, you have like the full foil, like it looks like you have one of those helmets on, like trying to call outer space. But then I had the mask on top of that, so it was like I looked ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was insane. I looked ridiculous. It was kind of hysterical. But no, so my hairdresser that was like super you know Kelly, like she's super like germophobic anyway, so even before this, like she was super germophobic and cleaned all the time and like sanitized everything and like did all of that. So now
she's, and she only has like one person at a time when she's doing
exactly so she's only there's nowhere to like wait in her in the salon that she's a part of, so it's like they have to schedule it you know, one person at a time.
One at a time. Yeah.
But like she took my temperature. I wore a mask the whole time. Like we did whole like situation and I felt like so safe in there, like way more safe than other places. I haven't gone anywhere. You know, my mom always, she never lets me do anything because she's terrified I'm going to get something, whether it's coronavirus or whatever. She's terrified. But yeah, so it was very weird to like see somebody else,
I bet.
Not like while I'm in a car with my window down and like yelling at them from their porch or like, you know, whatever. So that was interesting, but I don't think I want to do a whole lot of that. So that was like my one toe, my second toe out of, you know, getting out of the pool might be my eyebrows because the
same. That shit opens, I can't.
I'm going to be first in line for that crap. I'm going to
my brow place opened back up and I am like, should
I? How? I thought they couldn't. Mine didn't. They said they were They said they were phase two.
I don't know, but she said she's open. I'm like, I don't know if I should. I think I'm going to wait 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
I
think I would want to go right when they open though, because I feel like that would be the most clean.
That's a good point. In my opinion. I don't know.
I don't know, man. But everything else, I'm not doing anything. Those little things I need to get done because I'm terrifying myself. Like it was scary for me to look in the mirror. it was getting real.
I had to go to the CVS to get a couple of things.
What an outing. What an outing for you that you had.
I know, but so I was wearing my mask and everybody else in there was wearing their mask.
Love it.
And what made me feel so good was my lady that we chat whenever I go to my little CVS.
Is it the one on Carrollton? Yeah, I love that one. They're the best.
I have my friend who works there. Yeah. She's so sweet. And I adore her. And we were just chatting and I was like, she recognizes me even though I have this mask on my face. I felt so, it made me so happy.
The little things. It's really the little things.
She's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. How are you
doing? I wish I could hug you.
Oh my God. Thank you for working.
I know. I don't really have anything else.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, just watching so much content, watching a mortician tell me about
I love
that.
It.
You know, just stuff.
Just the normal, the huge.
Sewing my costume, the hoping huge. For the best.
The typical.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my story today, you mentioned earlier Pearl Harbor, which I thought was funny because Pearl Harbor ties a little bit into my story today. Okay. Have you heard of the lawyer Leonard Faget? And I'm going to say Faget because it's spelled like Mignon Faget. And so that's what I'm going with.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So Leonard
Faget. No idea.
Okay. So, Leonard, this is all happening in the 70s. But we're going to pop it back to early Leonard history. So Leonard Faget was born on April 24th, 1923. Fun fact, that's Barbara Streisand's birthday and one of my best friends, Emily. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. That is a great day for us as a people.
Humanity. Yeah.
For humanity.
Absolutely.
Because God gave us Barbara Streisand. So Leonard was a Marine in World War II. Okay. He's a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Oh, my goodness.
And received the Silver Star Medal for, quote, conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity as a squad leader of Company H, 3rd Battalion, 29th Marines, 6th Marine Division in action against enemy Japanese forces on Okinawa, May 14th, 1945.
Oh my goodness.
That was specifically from military death website thing.
Right.
So that was a quote that I did not just pop that out of thin air.
A lot of words. Yeah.
I have no idea what any of that meant.
No.
I know what Okinawa is, and that is all I know. So he comes back from the war, and like every good World War II man, marries and has some children. So he marries Shirley, and Shirley and Leonard have four daughters, Joanne, Carol, Nancy, and Shirley. They put Shirley Jr. in some of the things that I wrote, and I was like, I'm not calling her that. I'm not doing it. Little Shirley.
T-Shirley. Oh no.
So Leonard married Shirley, had four children, and became a successful lawyer in New Orleans. Specifically, I think the river, like he lived in River Ridge, what is River Ridge now. I'm not entirely sure what that looked like in the 70s, but like in that area. So being a military man, you'd expect, I mean, I think, you know, people usually hear those like stories like, oh, your dad must have been in the military, whatever, because they make you make your bed a certain way and you have to act a certain way. And,
right.
You know, you'd think he'd be, you know, stereotypically maybe a little controlling or stern or whatever. Apparently Mr. Leonard took that to a new level, essentially. He was very strict, even with his wife. And he would like inspect all of the girls' bedrooms daily, and like he had to know where they were at all times and what they were doing.
Wow. Essentially
controlled basically their whole everyday lives, like to the point where, you know, they were intimidated by him, a little bit scared by him. But then he would also like shower them with gifts. So it was very like a mentally manipulative, abusive kind of relationship. And I think they were all like scared of him, but also like maybe a little like Stockholm syndrome kind of thing. Like they just like followed what he did and like thought he did no wrong, essentially. And I'll get to a little bit later about kind of how we know all of that. As like teenagers, you know, the girls tried to do their little like rebellious teenager thing, and he would
smoke cigarettes out the window,
which, my lord, if that was in like the 50s, like, girl, what are you doing? Your hair is gonna blow up. But like, even though they would still like fall back in line, they would do everything he said. And like everything was totally fine, like totally normal, but this man was like controlling his shit. So when they get older, a couple of the girls, I mean, maybe they all got married, I'm not sure, but we know two specifically got married. And instead of them like just letting them live their lives and go wherever the fuck they wanted, he made them houses like on his property, and they all had to like live near him. It was like a compound of like, it was a Leonard compound, essentially. Yeah.
Oh no.
Leonard.
Like,
Leonard Faget kind of becomes not popular for great reasons, but popular because he was he was suspected of the murder of one of his son-in-laws and was arrested for the murder of the other son-in-law. George Westerfield was Leonard's son-in-law, and George lived on Leonard's property with his wife, who was one of Leonard's daughters. And George died after falling out of a tree on Leonard's property. Not sure what he was doing in the tree. Not sure how that situation went down. Okay. Not sure why a grown man was climbing a tree to begin with. There's a lot of questions. There's still a lot of questions.
So many questions.
The death was listed as accidental. But the weird part about this whole thing was that Leonard was named sole heir, proprietor, sole gain of George Westerfield's life insurance policy. Right. Yes.
What? Why would you name your father-in-law?
So apparently no one, so kind of backing up, I found about all of this in a few different ways, but there's surprisingly not a lot of background information on this. I don't know if that's because it was in the 70s, so recording things and then putting them on the internet like now, I don't know how that kind of transpired. I will tell in a hot sec how I know a lot of this stuff, but so they don't really give like a whole lot of background to anything, but
right.
they do right. say that he was the holder of the life insurance policy when George quote accidentally fell out of a tree on the property.
Fell out of a tree,
like to his death. Like, how tall is this tree?
And
what are we doing
I
here?
Know.
Why
like,
are
how
we
do
in
you? Because you could, right? Like, maybe
but
break
die,
a bone,
right?
But
so
die?
It's like, did someone like push like, you and you fell like onto your neck or something? I mean, like, I'm not entirely sure. And then I feel like if that happened, like
that's.
Why would no one look into this? So maybe because he was a lawyer and people knew him, they were just like, oh, that Leonard and that George just climbing trees like he does. You know, that George, man, climbing those trees as usual. I'm sorry. If someone was like, oh, I climb trees in my spare time, I'd be like, I'm going to need you to leave.
Is there
right,
a
like
cat in the
cat
tree? Like
apple
what?
Tree. I don't even know if you can have apple trees in New Orleans. Like,
I don't know. Is pecan?
Who
tree
knows?
Maybe?
And how
know,
tall was this tree? Was it like a one of those pine trees that's like really tall? Yeah. But like, then how did you get up there?
And
why
would
you want to
climb
that?
Exactly.
There are a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions for George.
Yes.
It's later it was rumored that Leonard told his wife Shirley what he had done, so killed his son-in-law for the life insurance policy, and she told him she was moving out. So she moves out, but the bitch never goes to the police.
Brave.
And we're not certain that they actually got divorced, so it's like a whole
what time is this, the like
60s? Probably 60s,
so maybe like she didn't feel like
maybe
she could get a divorce
there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but
I don't know.
Reading up on like his hold on them and how they were considered very like Stepford family, but it was just like shit was off essentially. So so we're not sure if they get a divorce, but she never goes to the police and isn't like, hi, my husband like told me this. But can't you not? I guess you could. Aren't you not supposed like? Isn't it a law that you can't testify against your husband or your wife?
Yeah.
So, like, she couldn't do anything about it anyway, especially if they didn't get a divorce, right?
I mean, you can.
Like, willingly?
You can technically testify if you want to, but sounds like she was afraid of something.
Sounds pretty terrifying.
Him, so.
But whether or not they got divorced, though, later there is a mention of a new wife. So years later, Leonard and his quote wife, and I put quote around that because again, we don't know, Marta,
right?
Who was, get this, 27 years younger than he was. She was 26 and he was 53. No. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah, so gross.
Both of them
together, Leonard and Marta, were arrested for second-degree murder in the death of another son-in-law, George Holland. Who was found on September 11th in a wrecked car, but upon closer look, he was shot 4 times. Yes. Newspaper article, I'm pretty sure it was the Times-Picayune article, said that officers told them that they found evidence at Leonard's home that linked both of them to the death and that there could also be a connection with drugs. I was like, well, all right.
Drugs. Exactly. Wait,
there's
what?
So many unanswered questions.
What?
There's so many things.
What is happening with these people?
But another little small fact that really has nothing to do with it. But it said at the time of his death, George Holland was 29 years old. And so I'm just going to go with like Leonard's daughter, whichever one was married to George, was like around the same age. And so his new wife was younger than his daughter and his son-in-law. And then I threw up again in my mouth because that's disgusting. Just cannot with that.
Yeah.
So, like I said.
Well, it was obviously a love.
Obviously. It was connection. It was a deep love and philosophical.
They just couldn't
connection.
Help themselves.
Totally.
They just love each other. When you're 27 years older
obviously,
than someone, you
so,
have so
much in common. I mean, I do. I have so much in common with people that I don't. That's gross. And they're all, those are like my friend's dads. It's disgusting. Like even just trying to say the joke was like not working for me because that's like around the age of a lot of my friend's dads and that makes me want to die. Just
right. Exactly.
Disgusting. So
not okay.
So I said earlier that I couldn't find a whole lot of information. Well, the reason I couldn't find a whole lot of information, I could sort of, because in the early 90s, two of his daughters, Carol and Nancy, wrote a book about their father. And wrote a book about him, about how he murdered his two son-in-laws, and that actually eventually became a movie where Gwyneth Paltrow played one of the daughters. It's called Deadly Relations.
Oh my goodness.
Let me just double check that. Deadly Relations.
Wow.
Yes. It is a 1993, it says family drama. I'm going to go with it's not a family drama. It must have been a TV movie, a made-for-TV movie, because it was on ABC.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like exactly. So, but Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. I don't know which daughter she played, but Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. And Matthew Perry played one of the Georges that gets murdered. I know. I was like,
oh, wow.
Hey. I know. So many
hey
things.
Now.
So that's cool. Yeah. It didn't really look like a movie that would move me at all. That I need to watch. However, I would like to read the book. I read a Variety.com article about the book since the movie was made from, like, it was a book adaptation. And it said it wasn't a great review of the book. And it said it was kind of choppy because it went back and forth between Nancy and Carol's like accounts of everything that happened. And so it wasn't exactly the most like moving piece of thing. And I don't think that I didn't get the idea from the Variety article that the daughters really knew a whole lot more than like what happened. But who knows? I would like to read that book just to see what was happening in River Ridge in the 70s. Something I do know, though, is that Leonard eventually died in 1978 at the age of 54. So this was a year after he was accused of the murder of his second son-in-law that died. And a random blog that I came across about it, and I say random because it looked kind of like just an amateur kind of sleuth, essentially. It said that he committed suicide, and because of this, he was buried as an innocent man. I guess it didn't go through all of the court proceedings. So he was buried as an innocent man and had the full military honors included with it. So... yeah.
Okay. Sounds out of like character.
True. I agree.
Suicide.
So, but that they didn't say anything about how he passed on any of the like obituary websites, you know, all the ones that have like the newspaper clippings and stuff.
Right.
And the military one just said that, they didn't make any, I thought this was interesting. They don't make any mention of the wife, Marta. So in any of his like stuff about his death.
Was there any supposition for the second son-in-law motive? Like,
no, they did not come out with that. The news article did not say anything to that effect. I believe that the daughters say that that was the motive behind it. This newspaper article also said that they had drugs involved with it. And I think because they didn't get to the trial, I would assume that there would be more newspaper articles about it. It was about his arrest. And I don't see why that they would post about his arrest and the subject of that and not about the trial if the trial actually happened. So it's a very intrigued.
We would have
anyone knows about more about this. I cannot for the life of me. I spent hours scouring the internet. I was on ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. I was on all of these things.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to just take what the movie said, because that's not an accurate, not the full thing. And, the book also, like I said, doesn't have Variety wasn't the only one that reviewed it, and it doesn't have the best reviews either. It apparently sounded very biased to one position, against another. And so it's a mess. It's a hot mess, but I was so intrigued. And I'm like, this military man turns like murder for money, like kind of thing.
Murder. And, yeah.
And making them all. Isn't it very like culty? Like it's very. A lot. Yeah. It's very weird. He's very, he seems like a very manipulative and controlling man. And to get, I mean, I don't know how he would get his son-in-laws to sign over their stuff to, I mean, the son, and he must have been one of those, like, you know how cult leaders like have that just way of being, like usually you see them and you're like, what the fuck are people following that person for? But then they're just so persuasive, and like you just, they know where to pick
definitely
up on people,
yeah,
and how to like, you know, hit people's buttons and you know, at just the right time and just the right way kind of thing. So maybe he like manipulated the son-in-laws into also just like giving him whatever or doing whatever. I mean, maybe he was just I will say the picture of him being put in the police car, one, it looked way more like 60s than it did 70s. And this was like the late 70s. So I was kind of surprised by that. But, well, in my opinion, it did. but he looked like very cold. Like there's no emotion on his face. Like he's just in the car. Like it was nothing. Like he's like, oh, another day. Like, you know, one more time. So I just assume that he was probably just very threatening and very manipulative and knew how to. You know, which is horrible to even think, you know, about a World War II veteran and, you know, a Pearl Harbor survivor and, you know, all of this stuff, but he murdered people.
it does not sound good at all. I feel sad for his daughters and his wife who had to live with that. And obviously the son-in-law,
both of the Georges, they were the Georges. I don't think I could marry someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a brother, not a sister, but like, I don't think I could marry someone that had the same name as the person that my sibling was with. Like, isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's an interesting question. Yeah.
I mean, how many, you know,
yeah,
both of you are going to come across a man named George. You know, I mean, I can't judge. So, you know, you do you. But I just thought that was interesting. But yes, both of them were George, and Matthew Perry played one of them in a made-for-TV movie.
Wow, I've never heard about that. Nor have
I know
about that TV movie.
I might have to watch it now. I love Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, we know. Spoiler. I love 90s Gwyneth Paltrow. How about I say that? Oh, I do. I like her. I don't like her now and all of her crazy needs for beauty and goop.
Goop.
The name goop.
the Goop stuff is a lot. Yeah.
Goop
is a lot. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. It's a
lot. I like her in Seven.
She dies. I like that movie when her head gets chopped off.
Spoiler alert. Don't look in the box. I like
that movie when Kevin Spacey. Isn't it Kevin Spacey?
What?
No, who's that guy?
No, no, wait.
No, what? The guy that puts her head in the box. Wait. It's Kevin Spacey, right?
Oh, I can't remember. Who is that?
I don't know. Who knows?
Is it? Oh, my goodness.
I think it's Kevin Spacey.
Is it?
I don't know, but he puts her head. It is Kevin Spacey. Knew it. Testing my movie.
Good
knowledge.
Oh wait, now and spoiler alert. If you haven't
seriously, that movie came. I think I was 2 when that movie came out. Jesus! If you haven't watched it by now, shame on you. Because it's a delightfully terrifying movie. And apparently Ashley likes this one as Paltrow gets her head chopped off. Is what I got out of that statement.
Definitely, yes. I don't want to sure, that Ashley, personally.
Sure. You've been watching too many of those Mortician. This is not working for your mental health.
I'm sure she's a delightful person. No. Don't need to buy any jade eggs.
I watched one of those videos where it's like everything the celebrity eats in a day. I never watched those, but it was the Boucher one, and I just wanted to see how ridiculous it was. Yeah. It was as ridiculous as you'd think it would be.
Her and Tom Brady.
What does he eat in a day?
His diet is
well. That's like The Rock.
Crazy.
The Rock eats like 4 fish before.
No, because like Tom Brady, like the things he can't eat are like strawberries and tomatoes and like these. Like it's such a restrictive
diet. That is
no
way to live life.
Like how do you enjoy life at all? Like yes, I understand. You're this top performing quarterback in the NFL.
Truly.
You're also an asshole. And like, you can't eat strawberries.
Is he allergic?
Because there's too much sugar in a strawberry?
Is he allergic?
Like, I'm sorry. No, it's like, it's all this. Look at his, you Google his diet. It is
crazy. I don't care enough to do that. No, I don't.
About Tom Brady, valid.
Too not valid. Sure I'll take your word for it though. I'll
valid.
I yeah. will
anyway.
I'm
the
sure.
Worst.
I'm sure it is.
Ugh.
We'll see him opening game of the season. I'm excited about
yes,
that. Honestly,
if that's
honestly,
happening.
I may
how
risk
is that happening.
To go to that.
I don't know how
and I think a lot of people also would, and we'll just all get coronavirus together. Because,
oh God,
I don't know if I could miss. I don't know if I could miss it. I don't know if I could miss it. As terrified as I am to like walk into a Walgreens, I don't think I could not if the opportunity presented itself. I think I'd go. I'd mask that shit up. I'd wear one of those like full body suit things. And like a hazmat.
Like a hazmat.
And just, I'll paint it. Yes. I'll paint like a fleur-de-lis on it and some houdats and go like that. And put like a microphone in it. So when I scream, you can still hear it.
Well. It's going to be an interesting sports season coming up. That's
I love football,
sure.
too. You know how much I love football, and I'm so upset about it.
I know. We still don't.
We don't know
what that's going to look like.
I mean, maybe silver lining. Maybe. I mean, not positive
exactly.
thinking.
Exactly. We don't know yet.
All of the good things.
Exactly. We
don't know.
We don't know yet. So it's.
Just
we
like
don't
we don't
yet,
know
so.
Why Leonard killed his son-in-laws. Well, we do sort of know.
Exactly.
Maybe.
For
money.
Yeah,
it's
for
always
money.
For money.
Sure.
Always. Yeah. When is it never for money?
Of course.
Also, it's like on Dateline, you're always like, oh, it's always the spouse. Like, always check out the spouse. Well, this time in both situations, it wasn't the spouse. It was the father-in-law. Mm.
And I feel those poor ladies. Oh, my God. Your dad pushed your husband
one of them out of the tree.
For money? I know.
I mean, crazy. One George was like, shot a bunch. Know. So I hope, you know, that went a little bit more quickly than he fell out of a freaking tree.
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions about that.
I have so many questions.
But that is for another time, Ashley. For another time.
Okay.
Maybe someone will hear this and email us at bigeasyspirits@gmail.com and they will tell us more about Leonard. More about Leonard and more about Leonard killing his son-in-laws. By pushing them out of the tree and shooting one in the chest 4 times.
Yes.
You know it's personal when it's more than twice. Goodness. 100%.
Oh, God, yes.
But for another day. So somebody, if you know that person, that could be like your cousin. Was that your cousin? Was that your relative? Like, let me know the whole story because I want to know. And I want to know, you know, is the movie true? Is the book true? Variety didn't seem to think that the book was true. But... maybe not true. Okay. I think they just thought,
sensational.
I don't know. Is Gwyneth Paltrow telling the truth?
I would love to know. Yeah.
Does Gwyneth Paltrow ever tell the truth? But yes, let us know. BigEasySpirits@gmail.com, BigEasySpiritsPodcast.com. They have a little form thingy that emails to us in there as well, or hit us up on social media.
It's so easy
to get in touch with us. We're basically like forcing ourselves
just come check us out
into your lives, and we just want you to email us and listen to us and let us know what you think.
Absolutely.
And tell us other stories. Is there a story that we need to tell? Is there a story that I need to sit for 6 hours and research, like I just went into the depths of the internet trying to find out about Leonard? Do I need to do that? I will. You know, I'll go down a rabbit hole and I'll get on some. I have an Ancestry.com account and can look some shit up. And will do it if I need to.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
But yeah. Well, you know, it's been a dream. It's
great.
Been a dream, Ashley. And, you know, the only thing that could make this better is if I was drinking in your living room with you. But until then,
I know
all I have to say to that is cheers.